probably more now than ever before, we're looking for leaders to be accessible. Not only to tell the truth, to be transparent, but to be there, to be visible. This podcast provides a variety of helpful hints of how best we can be more authentic, more sincere in our interests of working with others and serving those around us. Tom Peters, in several of his management books a few years ago, spoke and wrote eloquently about the need to manage by walking around. I think that's an important characteristic that we need now more than ever before. We're looking for our leaders to be there for us, to not only be visible, but to have the right energy and the right passion and listening to us in a lot of different ways. Jim McCain was our university president for 25 years during the 60s and 70s. He was president of Kansas State University when I was student body president. And he had an open door policy. Now think about this. In 1969, 1970, 71, when most college campuses have canceled their graduation ceremonies, ROTC presentations, anything to do with organized activities virtually was shut down. Not because of a pandemic, but because of disruptions, campus unrest, civil disobedience, protests against the war. Most college presidents were not trusted, were looking for ways to keep away from students, to distance themselves. Jim McCain, during that period of time, took a totally different approach. At this land-grant university, he put students first. He had an open-door policy that was legendary. Any student could come into his office and visit him about anything. Food in the residence halls, the war. He made sure that they had an appointment and oftentimes would bump administrators and informal meetings so that he could meet with students that wanted to visit with their university president. That set a tone of accessibility. That set an opportunity for anyone of our university community to come and visit with their university president. While other campuses were having disruption, where they couldn't hold ROTC programs or graduations or even classes that were canceled. I mean, there are campuses very close to here that were burned. Our campus was just the opposite. And I think it had a lot to do with our university president's visibility and his open door policy during a period of time that we needed to see our university leader in a very human and direct way. Never turned down an opportunity to speak to students. And he didn't say whether he agreed or disagreed with what was going on, but he'd also say, I hear you. And that made a great deal of difference in keeping the climate the way it was during a very difficult time. Again, other college campuses were disrupted. Ours would not. Did we have protests? Yes, we did. But they were nonviolent. And they had the community and our university family engaged in a very positive, meaningful way. And I think that Jim McCain had a lot to do with that, his visibility and accessibility during difficult times. In May of 1970, Kent State had four tragic killings on their campus. Sunday afternoon, right after the killings, I got a call at the fraternity house from the student body president of Kent State. He was barnstorming throughout the country, telling the story of what happened at his university. And he asked if he could speak on our campus. The only time he's available to speak is Monday morning, the following day at 10 o'clock in the morning. And what a tremendous opportunity for us to have the student body president at Kent State talk to our students, faculty, and staff, and the university community about the tragic events on his campus. So I said, well, give me a few minutes. Let me see what we can do. I call Jim McCain. President McCain is home Sunday afternoon. And his first comment was, how can I help? During a time where he didn't have to take my phone call, let alone say, how can I help? I said, well, I'd like to have Anderson Hall lawn. Before, it had never been used before for a public event. I said, Anderson Hall lawn, I need a stage, I need a microphone. I said, we'll have all that ready for you. Go ahead and we'll do it. And I said, well, President, would you be willing to speak at the event? He says, absolutely, I'd be honored to. So President McCain introduced the student body president of K-State, and I introduced the student body president of Kent State in front of several thousand students, faculty, staff, university people to hear firsthand what happened on the Kent State campus. A tremendous opportunity for us to hear firsthand, but more importantly, it was a tribute to Jim McCain and his open style of leadership during some very difficult times in our university's history. We decided to begin a program where we would have lunch and breakfast and dinner with every single high school counselor in the state of Kansas at least once a year. A tremendous undertaking of our staff. But we did it, and we did it for a long time. We're doing it today, as a matter of fact. I would have these luncheons and breakfasts and dinners with high school counselors in their hometowns for them to hear from K-State. I would begin every single one with the following question. How can we serve you? Being accessible was critically important for our university to be able to communicate with these influencers. An opportunity for us to listen to how best we can serve them. These influencers throughout the state of Kansas made a tremendous difference where students went to school. They weren't the only influencers, but they were one of many. It gave them a chance to see the face of the university, to understand that we're listening to them how best we can serve them. At football games throughout my tenure, I sit on the 10-yard line, row 34, and I've done that for several decades. And I enjoy being close to the action. But more importantly, I'm accessible. As Vice President Dean, there isn't a time, a football game, win or lose, sunshine or blisterly cold weather, that a parent or a student or an alum doesn't come over to our seats and say something to me. It might be a concern, it might be a compliment, but more importantly, they're seeing their Vice President Dean, not up in the boxes or the suites, nothing wrong with that, but they're seeing one of their university leaders accessible. And I made it a point to ensure that I did remain visible. And so did our staff and student life. And we're not alone in that. Their academic deans and vice presidents and our university president does exactly the same thing in terms of being visible. And I think that's critically important. And we want to make sure that when we talk about accessibility, that it has to be real and genuine. It can't be just during crisis. We have to kind of make it a routine. People expect to see you in appropriate settings. For us, it's in the residence halls late in the evening or in the library or spending a lunch in the student union or walking purposely around the campus when classes are passing. That's critically important that we have an expectation of being visible. So as we think about this important characteristic of being authentic, it has a lot to do with ensuring that there's a connectivity with those we serve. That the expectation is that we don't see leaders only when there's a crisis, but during normal day-to-day activities, to feel natural. I think that makes all the difference in the world.